Sing Out Magazine was founded over 60 years ago by a group of folks who loved roots music. Today it's a vital and entertaining resource for anyone who loves folk music the world over. As in the past, thousands of people turn to Sing Out to read about and learn from the artists who play the music. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. Our theme music comes from the CD Fiddle Dance by Frank Farrell on Great Meadow Music. We heard the medley, The Rollicking Boys Around Tandragee, and Merrily Kiss the Quaker's Wife. This is the time of year when all folk radio hosts plan programs dedicated to St. Patrick's Day. There's a wealth of music available, but often the programmer falls back on established classics. I've been guilty of that as well. On our program this week, we'll approach St. Patrick's Day just a bit differently. 2 years ago, the Art Institute of Chicago mounted a marvelous exhibit called Ireland, Crossroads of Art and Design, 1690 to 1840. The show featured 330 objects created by craftsmen and women in Ireland between 1690 and 1840. It highlighted furniture, paintings, etchings, silver, glass, ceramics, bookbindings, textiles, musical instruments, and more. It's fitting that Chicago should hold this celebration as Police Chief Francis O'Neill collected and published 8 books comprising an exhaustive compendium of over 3,500 Irish fiddle tunes he collected from the Irish music scene in Chicago. O'Neill's, as it's called, is the Bible of Irish tunes here and in Ireland. In conjunction with the exhibit, a recording was released featuring music dedicated to the different departments displayed. Many of the musical selections were composed by Liz Carroll, a native of the Windy City. Our program, which includes 3 of Liz's compositions, is entirely instrumental, and I have filled out the show with tunes I feel relate stylistically to the section or to Liz's tune. We'll open the program with a set of tunes written for the portraiture and theater area of the exhibit. We'll hear the march Blind Daniel the Piper and the reel Crow Street. Music dedicated to the art and design of Ireland on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
Thank you.
This week on the Sing Out Radio Magazine, we're listening to American performers of Irish music. And we just heard Flynn Cohen from his recording The Lazy Farmer and a tune called Lady Hamilton. He was accompanied there on mandolin by Danny Novak. And you can hear how the Irish tune was turned into an Appalachian tune. That's on We Peck at Island Records from Flynn Cohen. And before that, we heard from Patrick Ball from his recording The Music of Turlough O'Carillon. And we heard Carillon's Ramble to Cashiel. And that's on Fortuna Records from Patrick Ball, the harper from California. And we let off that set with the recording which inspired this program, Ireland, Crossroads of Art and Design, 1690 to 1840, and a set of tunes, a couple of tunes written by Liz Carroll. For the portraiture and theater section of the exhibit, we heard Blind Daniel the Piper and Crow Street from Ireland, Crossroads of Art and Design. And imagine you can get a copy of that from the Art Institute of Chicago. We're going to move on to another section of the recording, again with music by Liz Carroll. In the furniture section, she wrote a couple of tunes. One of them is called The Plain of the Plank, and the other one, The Night of Glynn's Jig. The Plain of the Plank is a hornpipe. Here's Liz Carroll from Ireland, Crossroads of Art and Design, on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. Thank you. This is the Sing Out radio magazine. If you want more information about the magazine, it's easy. Just call 1-888-SING-OUT or check us out on the web at singout.org. You can also listen to the show as a podcast. This is episode 1711. And remember, you can also hear us on iTunes. This is the Sing Out radio magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. Our theme this week comes from the CD Fiddle Dance from Frank Farrell and his friends. And his friends include Peter Barnes on the keyboards, John McGann on the guitar and the mandolin, and the great Joe Durain on the button accordion. And we just heard a couple of Joe's tunes. We heard Peter Feeney's Dream and Flowers of the Flock from Joe Durain and Frank Farrell. That's on Great Meadow Music. And before that, how many of those tunes could you recognize? The Big Medley from the Top Drawer String Band from up in Michigan, featuring Brian Bishop on the fiddle, who made his own fiddle, Laura Stein on the piano, and Joel Mabus on the guitar. It's a monstrously good record. And Big Medley has, let's see, it has 8 tunes in it. Devil's Dream, Fisher's Hornpipe, Ross's Reel No. 4, Temperance Reel, St. Anne's Reel, Ships Are Sailing, Reconciliation, and Devil's Dream. The Top Drawer String Band is on Fossil Records. And we let off that set with a recording which is inspiring this week's program, Ireland, Crossroads of Art and Design, 1690 to 1840, with a section of the recording called Furniture, from the furniture section of the exhibit. We heard The Plane of the Plank, A Hornpipe, and The Knight of Glynn's Jig, both written by Liz Carroll. We are celebrating St. Patrick's Day this week and focusing on this album from Liz Carroll and others from the Ireland exhibit at the Art Institute of Chicago from a couple of years back. We're going to turn now to the Irish Country House and a tune called The True Love of My Heart on the Sing Out radio magazine. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thought we'd finish the program with a barn burner. That was Eileen Ivers from her Wild Blue recording in the lead-off track, a tune called On Horseback. That's on Green Linnet Records. And before that, from what I think is Seamus Egan's very first recording, A Week in January on Shanachie Records. He was just 20 years old, and we heard the Congress set, and he was joined there by Dirk Powell on the five-string banjo. That's on Shanachie Records. And before that, from Ensemble Galilei and their recording Following the Moon, we heard The Exile, The Chanter's Song, and The Job of Journey Work from Ensemble Galilei. That's on Dorian Records. And before that, we heard from Randall Bays from out in the Pacific Northwest and a couple of tunes, Castle Kelly and The Bunch of Green Rushes. That's on his recording Oyster Light. That's on his own record label. And we let off that set with the recording which has inspired this week's program, this St. Patrick's Day program, Ireland, Crossroads of Art and Design, 1690 to 1840. And we heard another tune written by Liz Carroll, a tune called The True Love of My Heart, which is written for the Irish Country House, part of that design show at the Art Institute of Chicago. Hope you've enjoyed our program this week of Irish music, everything instrumental and stuff based upon this great recording. And I hope you all have a wonderful St. Patrick's Day. You've been listening to the Sing Out Radio Magazine. I've been your host, Tom Druckenmiller. If you've enjoyed the program, you can get more information about the magazine by calling 1-888-SING-OUT or by checking us out on the web at singout.org. The Sing Out Radio Magazine is produced at the Little Cat Records Studios. Join me next time for another trip into the fascinating world of folk and roots music on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is episode 1711.
If I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning. I'd hammer in the evening all over this land. I'd hammer out danger. I'd hammer out a warning. I'd hammer out love between my brothers and my sisters all.